Hello again, this is World Pastor Tony Alamo. This is program number 444. If you'd like to have a copy of it in form of CD or audio tape, Sharon will tell you how at the end of the program. We have some very good music today. We've got some very good testimonies today. We've got a strong message from the Lord and also from the book of Judges, which tells us why the Lord is pouring out so much wrath on this earth today. It really is for the purpose of our receiving His instructions. If we repent, if we get down before the Lord and say that we want to be born again of the Spirit, and if we do everything that the Bible tells us to do, and we are living by His Spirit, because in His Spirit there is power. Without His Spirit there is no power in us whatsoever to be able to do the things that the Lord requires for us to do. But, well, right now let's go to the throne of the living God and ask Him to anoint this service. Father, we know that You're coming back to earth again real soon, and we can see all the signs. It's amazing. Every day we wake up, there's an earthquake someplace, a tsunami, there's violence, there's every kind of disease, infirmity, and sickness, and it's not getting better. You've told us that it's going to wax, or it's going to get worse and worse, until people start crying out to the Lord. People like to think that they're real groovy, and they like to, you know, smoke pot and pills and take all sorts of narcotics, heroin, and all the different drugs that people are doing today, opium. Father, they're doing everything they can to hide their eyes from the things that are going on in the world today. And Lord, I pray that You, through this message today, take over this message and will give them the confidence to face reality and face the fact that You're coming back to earth again and face the fact that they're going to die and they need to repent immediately before it's everlastingly too late. Lord, I pray these things in the mighty name of Jesus, that souls will be saved and the church be strengthened in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. And everybody says amen, right?
Amen.
Okay, now, the Florida boys always used to come into our restaurant in Elma, Arkansas. We had a restaurant there. They used to come in and eat. And they're just really a good group of guys. And it's the Florida boys, and they're going to sing about the land where the living waters flow. Well, everybody should know that the living waters is the Holy Spirit. Those are living waters, and you can live in a world of turmoil, trials and tribulations, and you can just relax in the Lord knowing that the things that He said are going to happen will happen. And so, but in the kingdom of heaven, you will know that there's not going to be any trials or tribulations. There's not going to be any sickness, death, or infirmities of any kind. There's not going to be any federal or antichrist government bothering you. Nothing will annoy you in heaven. Everything. You'll never get sick, and you'll never die, and you'll always be young. You don't, you women can put your makeup away. You don't have to use it over there because you're just absolutely going to be gorgeous. It doesn't make any difference how you looked in this earth. Even if you didn't look good on earth, it's for sure you're going to be a beauty queen. Everybody is a beauty queen, and every man is extremely handsome in the kingdom of heaven. There's no death, no sickness, no harassments by these government agencies or which are inspired. There's no false statements made about you in the media or in courts. There's no bad judgments or anything like that. It's just wonderful. So put on your seatbelts now to go up with the Florida boys here to the land where the living waters flow. Praise the Lord. I tell you, those Florida boys are really in the Spirit. You can just feel the Holy Spirit, the living waters, when they sing. Amen?
Amen.
That's like J.D. Sumner and the Stamps when J.D. was around. Now we have some testimonies. And where's the first one from?
From Londonderry, New Hampshire.
Londonderry, New Hampshire. Okay, let me hear what they have to say.
Hello, Pastor Lama. I am writing to you again because I want you to know how much of a blessing you are to me. I so enjoy hearing your messages over the short wave. You, God, feed my soul. I hear you mention the Vatican quite often, and I felt I would share this story with you. I myself am a former Catholic. About 2 years ago, I went with my husband and two daughters to a family wedding in Rome, Italy. While there, we were taken on a tour of the Vatican. Shortly after the tour began, I had the worst allergy attack I had ever had in my life. It left me sick for the rest of our time in Italy, which was 10 days. No one else we were with got sick. Neither were they Christians, including my husband. When I returned home, I told my mom, who is a born-again Christian also, about my severe allergy attack. She said to me that it very well could have been a demon attack. I can tell you, as a true believer in Christ Jesus, you could feel the demonic hold that the Vatican has over there as well as over the world. My mom said I never should have gone in there, and I think she was right. But I felt obligated because the tour had been paid for by my family. Well, Pastor, you are more than correct about Rome, the Vatican, and the Jesuits. I am glad I am free of that cult. I will continue to pray for you and your ministry. I will also be sending you an offering within the next week. May God richly bless you. Love in Christ, Kelly from Londonderry, New Hampshire.
Amen. I just don't understand how people think that if they do people wrong, how they're going to prosper or how they're not going to get sick or die or have a tsunami hit them or an earthquake or something, a volcano. People really need to get themselves right with the Lord, get in the Holy Spirit. These things the Lord promises will happen to you. If you just pick up the Bible and read it, you'll see that all these plagues, all these sicknesses and diseases and infirmities are coming from God. There's no such thing as Mother Nature. There's no such thing as, natural disasters. All these things are supernatural. They're supernatural. You can tell that in Indonesia, where they're having all these earthquakes and tsunamis over there, that these people are mainly Muslims, and the Muslim religion is a division of the Catholic cult, and that's why so many things are happening to them. Now, also here you see so many things going on television. They're parading different people around that are doing the same things that the Vatican is doing, but you never see them mocking these supposed to be priests that have molested young boys. There's hundreds of thousands of them. And really, the Vatican is the one that controls the government. And all the taxes that you're paying into the government, to the internal, supposed to be the Internal Revenue Service, IRS, This is a division of the Vatican. So you're pouring all that money, and so they're acting like they're just being crippled by paying this $500 million to these for these pedophilia, homosexual, supposed to be priests. Now, they've got this one guy that's with the Mormon Church, and they're parading him up and down like he has done something very evil. Well, first of all, homosexuality is cursed by God. I mean, any homosexual that doesn't repent and become, so to say, straight, you don't have to be married, but if you are married, you better be married to a woman. Okay, so here they are parading this one guy around just like they did Michael Jackson. I don't agree with what they are doing, but let us see these pedophilia, homosexual priests that have, some idiot was on television the other day and he was saying, homosexuality is not pedophilia. If it's young boys, it's pedophilia, all right? And so what they do is, I want to see them parading these hundreds of thousands of Catholics supposed to be priests around on television like they do this guy or like they did Michael Jackson. And let me hear some comments about that. Did you ever notice that the media doesn't do that? Yeah. Huh? Did you ever notice that?
Yeah.
Don't you think that's a little bit one-sided? Amen.
Amen.
what I'm saying is they're accusing this one guy that's a Mormon in the Mormon Church of doing something that's legal in the eyes of God, and yet they're doing something that is so damning in the eyes of God, such as being homosexuals and having sex, these old men with these young boys. I mean, and these boys, their lives, many of them say, and most of them probably know, that this has absolutely wrecked their lives. And yet, I've never seen one Catholic priest, of the hundreds of thousands of them, that are accused of this, and it's proven that they admitted that it was true, that they did these evil things. I've never seen them paraded in front of the press and mocked by the press and everything. Did you ever think that it's because of the fact that the news media would be under threat and they would be murdered in the event that they ever humiliated these homosexuals, these pedophile people? I say, let the Mormon go. I do not agree with him for allowing or making girls marry men. I see no difference in them marrying younger men or older men. The exception in the Bible is that younger men, women should be married to older men that can support them and their children. But I don't believe in threatening a person to marry them, and I don't believe in the United States, because I know the Vatican very well. I don't believe in making people get married, and I don't believe in marrying them if they're underage in the church, even though according to the Bible it's all right for them to marry at puberty. All right, that is the legal age of when women and men could be married. Of course, men should wait until they are able to make enough money to support their wives and children, but a woman can be married when at puberty if she's married to an older man that can support them. Now, things are so twisted in this world today, and it's all caused by the government that is led, that is ordered to do these things by the Vatican and all its associate churches. You see these different churches that say, we are members, or we are part of the United Council of Churches. Anyone that is with that organization, say the United Baptists, they call themselves the United Presbyterians, the United, any church, or of course their cults, they're all part of the Antichrist. The Antichrist is not one person. It happens to be a corporate body of hundreds of millions of demon-possessed people. And that's what you have to watch out for, is that you don't become one of those demon-possessed people that believe in the things that you see them doing on television and you see the Catholic cult doing in all of its associate churches or cults. What you must do is really believe God. These people are soulish. I mean, they live according to the flesh. Just as the Vatican was the one behind killing Abraham Lincoln. The reason they murdered him, James Wilkes Booth was a Catholic. He was clutching a Catholic medal saying death to the tyrants that are rising up against the Catholic cult. And because Abraham Lincoln was defending a former Catholic priest that defected from the Catholic cult because he saw how awful it was, and he told Abraham Lincoln the things that the Catholic cult was doing. And so Abraham Lincoln was speaking out about it. He said, there's a black cloud coming over America, and he says, and that black cloud that is the Vatican, is the Roman Catholic cult. And he also was saying things like, I'm not for any organization that would come into this country and rape my wife and then rip her stomach open if I have and take my unborn children. Well, that's the law that they have also, that people, your body belongs to you, and so you should be able to do anything with your body that you want to. This is Vatican cultism. So they're saying that a woman, because it's her body, has the right to murder. Okay, well then if it's a right to murder, then what else do we have the right to do, a female? She can murder her child, well then she gets it into her head that she can murder her husband. You know, that's why the Bible calls the Vatican, the Roman Catholic cult, Satan's seat, where Satan sits, is in the city of the seven hills. That's where Satan sits, and that is where the Vatican is. And its colors are scarlet and purple and gold, and it is the richest and most political organization on the face of this earth, because all politicians that become president or vice president or any part of the administration, they have to agree with these things that the Catholic cult believes in. Otherwise, they will not get their position in government. And anyone that speaks out against them, like myself, primarily myself, more than any other, is number one on their blacklist. And so you take, for instance, even the Mormons that have spoken out against the Catholic cult. And they actually just did a movie, from what I understand, of a slaughter that the Mormons did. Well, I can assure you that the Mormons are not out to kill anybody. And they may have defended themselves against large, strong armies of the Vatican cult, because they were they actually had a bounty on their heads, like they do in Montana for rattlesnakes and coyotes. If the coyotes are killing the cows too much, what happens is they put a bounty on the head of anybody. You bring in a coyote and you get like $10, $20 years ago. It might even be higher than that now. But they actually had a bounty. If you kill a Mormon, you get $50 to $100. Now tell me that's not bias and prejudice and anti-Christ. We're supposed to try to convert people, even the Catholics. I'm not saying go kill Catholics. I'm saying absolutely not, for God forbid. But we are commanded by the Lord to try to convert them. Amen?
Amen.
And when we do, they get so angry at us because we tell them the truth. The Apostle Paul said, have I become your enemy because I tell you the truth? How could we be your enemy if we're telling you the truth, to stay on the straight and narrow spiritual path that leads to the kingdom of God? You've got to be out of your mind if you think such a thing. We're the best friend you ever had. because we're in Jesus, and Jesus is the best friend you ever had, and we're telling you Jesus. We're talking to you about Jesus and what it is that you need to do and be in order to get on that straight spiritual path that leads to the kingdom of God. So, you know, like for instance, the late persecutions that were received, now these ones that I'm in Los Angeles now for, is the government hit a bunch of permits that we got from them to remodel and to fix and refix different properties that we had out here for 37 going on 38 years. And, you know, they said, well, there's a problem because you're in a flood zone. Well, we've had several floods out here, and the flood never touched one of our buildings because there's a big gully that we haven't got anything built in that gully, and the water just goes right by us. And so, of course, we know they're lying. I mean, it's just obvious because our buildings are still standing. They said that they're not built adequately enough. When we made them so sturdy that during every earthquake here, not even anything was damaged there. And on the other hand, the Olive View Hospital that they built out here came down. It was totally destroyed. And a lot of their overpasses here in Los Angeles caved in. And our three little bungalows and our brother's dorm there, it was still standing to this day, even after several other earthquakes and floods out here. And so, but at any rate, on top of that, what we did is we checked the records. We had to check the records because we knew that we had gotten permits to fix the buildings, and we had been given the approval to stay in those buildings, to live in there. Well, they were hiding them from us, and 2 days ago we went into there, and my attorney and I, we threatened to sue the county of Los Angeles, not the city of Los Angeles, the county of Los Angeles, for persecution, false persecution. It was a religious persecution. And so they gave up, they surrendered all the reports, and here they were. All the permits were purchased, and everything was approved by the government, by Los Angeles out here. And now they're trying to get public domain our property away from us, and that property is worth a lot of money today. When we bought it, we got it very reasonable, but now the property has escalated after 37 years to the point that it's worth a lot of money. And if they like it better than I do, or the corporation does, well, then we're fine, you know. Come and take it, you know, but we want the money that it's worth, just like the fair market value today. Okay, and that goes up into a lot of money. But in the meantime, you know, don't try to steal it from us because we're going to resist you. The Bible says, resist the devil and he'll flee from you. He says, the wicked flee when no one pursues, but the righteous are as bold as lions. And I know I'm right in the eyes of the Lord. And so you people in Los Angeles that are causing this character assassination and this all this fallacy, and the Vatican government, and all you people that think that there's been so much bad publicity on us, which is a bunch of lies, that you think the general public's going to go along with it. There are a lot of people out in the Saugus, Newhall, Valencia area that are anti-black, anti-Mexican, Latinos, anti-Jews, which I am. And, of course, this is prejudice. And so the same attorneys that defended the Scientology Church are the same attorneys that we have, and they destroyed the Cult Awareness Network. That was another division, or they took them down real strong, and we got all their books, records, and receipts, and I have the same attorneys that did that. And they're saying that these people are so evil that it's unbelievable, and they're on the attack. And so, you know, I stated a long time ago when you people were trying to put us down the drain, when just after Susie died, which was a little over 25 years ago, that you thought that we were just a little white country church. But I want you to know that you've woken up a sleeping giant. My God is real, and my God is on the move against you. There's many people that are dropping dead in government because of their persecution towards us. They're getting very sick. Their loved ones are dropping dead. Watch it. Yeah, I'm just saying this for you because I'm your friend. Back off for your own good, okay? Because this time you're really dealing with the Lord. This is the Lord's church. And the gates of hell shall not prevail against it, okay? Remember that, you guys, okay? And you little girls out there, remember what I'm telling you. You've had fair warning. Okay, now we have another testimony.
Yes, from Zambia, Africa.
Okay.
Dear Pastor, I have recently read your world newsletter with the topic of earthquake, which was given to me by your associate pastor in Chapada. My heart truly trembled as I read through your paper, explaining what is happening around the world. God's hand is really at work against his opponents, and I must say here that what you mentioned on this topic is the absolute truth from God's own plan to discipline the people. I support you as a fellow servant. Please continue awakening people through your publications. Never imitate the false teachers who change their messages as money floods their pulpits, and they twist the messages to please their tithers and end up neglecting the whole truth on how God is dealing with human governments in regard to their corrupt systems of governing, false worship, and Satan-influenced organizations that rob people of salvation.
Well, there's no need to worry about a whole flood of money coming in here to corrupt me because we've never had that. In case some of you people want to really corrupt me, you Vaticanites will send in a bunch of money here and see if it will do that, okay? Because it won't. I'll just redouble my efforts to get the gospel out all over the world. No, you're not going to corrupt me. Okay, then what else?
I have for a long time now thought the same thing as you, that God is punishing his enemies through natural disasters.
Well, one thing I want to correct you there, these are not natural disasters. They're disasters in nature, but God is causing them to happen supernaturally. And it's going to get worse and worse, God said. Okay, things will wax or get worse and worse until this seven first major plagues come down upon this earth, and then the last seven for the world. These demonic people are making the world a wilderness. This is the work of Satan. You can read that in the Word of God. This is the work of Satan, that he made the earth a wilderness and made it just, he's just wrecking everything. Especially when you take the Word of God out of school, you take it out of government. Now, these people, these government agencies are attacking the churches. Well, on one hand, they say that there's the separation between church and state, which isn't really true. The church is supposed to run the government. The government is supposed to be the government of God, but of course it's now the government of Satan. But this is what my protest is that I believe in the Word of God, and I absolutely despise the way that evil people that have gotten into government and have taken the Constitution away and have made it Roman canon law. We're not abiding by the U.S. Constitution, and these judges that are supposed to be judges are giving people 6 or 7 years for murdering somebody, unless it's a government agent. Then it's immediately you got to be put to death because they're trying to make you believe that these government workers are more human than you are. This is a filthy lie. These people are filth. The ones that are being, you see all these people being killed, because a lot of them are evil, but the judges do not rule against those evil people that are in government, and they don't rule against people that are homosexuals. They don't rule against, but which God does, though, and he rules against first-degree murder. Now, there's so much innocent blood that's been shed on the shores of the United States of America that God cannot do anything else but curse this land. This land is cursed now. And the only way that you're going to straighten that out is if you all get saved, the Spirit of God is dwelling in you, start walking that straight and narrow, because God gives you the power to walk the straight and narrow spiritual path to heaven. And when that happens, God is going to start blessing it. You, and even if the rest of the land is cursed, he'll bless you. Just like in Egypt, where God was destroying Egypt, but he put his people in the land of Goshen, and nothing touched them, not one fly. Amen?
Amen.
Not any of these curses touched the Jews. And the Jews delivered his people out of the plagues of Egypt. And God will deliver his people, the ones that serve him and walk that straight and narrow spiritual path to heaven, he'll deliver his people out of the destruction of the things that are going on this earth today. And you just say, why is God doing this? The Bible plainly tells you why he's doing it. He's trying to get you to repent. He's trying to get you from being a Catholic. He doesn't want you to be in the Catholic cult. He doesn't want you to be a Muslim or a Buddhist or any other religion, because there's only one name given among men whereby you must be saved, and that's the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. There's no salvation in anyone else. Don't think that there is, because if you do, you're going to die and go to hell and into the lake of fire for eternity. Only one has salvation in him, and that's Christ. There's only two bodies of people. One is Christ and his body, which is his church. Not any secular church, but the born-again Christians. Those are his body. And they are also the New Jerusalem, his bride. And then there's the other body, which is the Antichrist. And the Antichrist is all the people that are Catholics, Muslims, Buddhists, and all the other false religions, and all those that have joined the United Council of Churches. Now, you can be saved if you haven't blasphemed the Holy Spirit, but if you continue on in this cult that doesn't prosecute the criminals. That's why God calls this organization the devil, the Catholic cult, the beast, which is the government, and the media. That's why he calls them the Antichrist. They're anti-God. So people have to make a decision. The Bible says, choose this day who you're going to serve. The Antichrist and be able to get into heaven, paradise, or the Antichrist. This is Satan's regime, this Satan, the false prophet, which is the Vatican and all of its associate people that believe the way they do, and the world government, and the media. All these are Satan. Don't believe what they say. And that's why Satan loves his own people. That's why you don't see him parading them up and down on television, putting them in police cars and marching them with their hands cuffed. Did you ever see that happen to priests?
No.
No, you never will. They may throw a few of them away if they start to get cute to make it look as though they're persecuting their own. But I want to see that done with all these hundreds of thousands of priests that have committed homosexuality with little kids. Okay, I want to see that, you weasels. Now, come on! You know, this is supposed to be fairness to everyone. No one is above the law. Amen?
Amen.
Since when can you bail yourself? Michael Jackson could have, you know, given him a few million dollars to bail him up. No, they didn't want his money, because they were going to take that anyway. They wanted him in prison. Prison. Amen? And they want you, if you're a Christian, to be in prison. They want to take your property away. There's a bunch of dirty, filthy rats, if you will. Okay? So we have to put up with this stuff on earth, but we can pray to the Lord. Lord, rebuke Satan and his machine. rebuke Satan and his machine, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. You told us to call on you, and you would hear us and show us great and mighty things. Rebuke Satan, every one of his people, in Jesus' name. I see you doing that here and there throughout the world, Lord, but do it more to these people that are attacking Christian churches. Do it, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And I know and I feel you saying yes. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Praise you, Jesus. You know, I was just telling the people over here that I've seen so many deliverances from the by the power of God whenever I'd pray to him and the people in the church would pray to him. And it makes you want to worship the Lord all the more every time you're delivered, because you know that it would be utterly impossible to be delivered if it weren't for the Lord. And that's why the Lord tells us to pray always. Yeah, pray without ceasing, Paul said. Amen?
Amen?
Keep it going, everybody. Come on, you know, we've got the... Rather, God has got the devil on the run. Amen? Hallelujah. He's got a chokehold on him. All God has to do is just say, be gone, and that'll be the end of it. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, so there's some more of this testimony. I got caught up in this thing here. Go ahead.
Also, many people are just confused by the unjustified wars that are ultimately the pagans' way of deceiving people that God is on their side and that he is disciplining them for their failure to join their religions and for their refusal to follow the evil system of government.
Yeah, they really do have people deceived. The Bible says that Satan will deceive the whole world. Amen?
Amen.
And you can see it right now. You know, they're just attacking the Christians and letting the devil go, like these homosexuals, queers, and they need to repent. Now, you queers out there can repent if you want, you lesbians and homosexuals. And the Lord, if you really are sincere, you don't want to go to hell or the lake of fire forever, you can repent. So I'm telling you, I'm your friend, telling you the right way. But if you're stubborn and refuse, we're going to read some, if we have time, from the book of Judges today to show what happened to a bunch of these God's chosen people for knowing what God said and then doing the opposite. And some people don't want to read the Word of God because they don't want to know what they have to do to get to heaven. And they think because of ignorance that they're going to be able to escape. Eve, Adam's wife, pleaded ignorance, but it didn't do her any good. She got kicked out of the Garden of Eden. And the Lord put a couple of cherubs in front of the garden gates to the... not allow them to be able to come back and eat from the tree of life, lest they be live forever. And the tree of life actually is a symbol or a type or a figure of Jesus our Lord, which is also the Word of God. So if you want to eat from the tree of life, it's, you know, there's plenty of them down in the Bible bookstore, or if you don't have enough money to buy one, we'll send you one. We'll send you a copy of the tree of life, and you can eat from it and thereby live forever and ever and ever. Okay, so go ahead and finish off this letter that we received.
I will take your good message on the topic of earthquake along and use it in my ministry, which is gospel-centered, to help me teach the truth and establish Christ's churches here in Chapada in the eastern province of Zambia. Please include my name on your mailing list of the Tony Lamo Christian Ministries for your world newsletters, and a copy of the King James Version Bible. May God richly bless you, fellow servant of the Most High God, including your wife and your church. I am always in prayer that the work entrusted to you is done as you prepare Christ's kingdom harvest. Yours faithfully, Reverend K.L. from Chapada, Zambia, Africa.
Now you notice in the book of Judges that you will see that God rose a human being up to deliver the people from these enemies that God rose up against them many years before. And the going got so rough for them because it's horrible to live in a sinful world. And it's legal from the Lord to seek human help in while we're being obedient to His Word. So there's nothing wrong with that. The Bible is sufficient, but without seeking human help, we can seek human help in our obedience if people are for us. And a lot of times people seek human help and they double cross you. They sell you out. We must obey the Lord and everything He teaches us in His Word. If we want to, if we would desire to enter upon a true spiritual path, this is the sword, which is the operation, the operative to the cleaving of our soul. And what is this double-edged sword cleaving us from? He's cleaving us from our soul, the splitting of the soul and the spirit. So the soul must be under the spirit's control. We must allow God's word, we must allow Him to sever us from the flesh, the control, to control our life by the flesh. So that we can be living under the Spirit's control. And I'm talking about our spirit, because those that worship the Lord must worship Him in spirit, in their spirit, with His Spirit fused into them, and so that there's a deadening or a mortification of our soul and our flesh. The Lord says that we cannot walk after the soul or the flesh. So there's salvation to all those who walk after the Spirit, their Spirit. All those that worship the Lord must worship Him by their Spirit, it through His Spirit. And there's one mediator to the throne of God, and that's not Mary. That's not any of the saints. It's a very big sin to attempt to reach God through a saint. I consider myself a saint, Saint Anthony, Saint Tony, Saint Tony Alamo. You can't pray through me when I die, because when I'm dead, I'm with the Lord. But there's only one mediator to the throne of God, and that's Christ. Amen?
Amen.
The man, Christ Jesus, and He will get your prayer to the Lord God Almighty. In other words, our flesh must be under the Spirit's control. Our lusts must be mortified, must be deadened, must be under the Spirit, our Spirit's control. But our spirit can't make anything be under control unless the Holy Spirit is fused in with it. So verily, verily, I say very early, I likened our entire being, spirit and soul and body, to the ancient Jewish temple of God. And this is where God lives. The ancient temple of God was the most holy place. So that was the ancient habitation of God. God dwells in the Holy of Holies. And so our spirit is the most holy place. Not our flesh, not our soul, but our spirit. So if we want God to live in the most holy place, we must allow Him to move into our spirit, which will give us the power to stop living after the flesh. A certain separated happens when that happens. In the Old Testament, there was a curtain that separated it from the holy place. The curtain was enclosed. It was to enclose God's glory and presence within the Holy of Holies. So people can't see God's Holy Spirit in our spirit. And no one can see that because there's a veil. We still look like human beings because we still are, but we're also God, men and women. So you can't borrow his glory from the holy place. Men of that time, therefore, can only know the things outside the curtain in the holy place. So people today, when they see us living a holy life, well, then they're able to see beyond the curtain of our flesh. They can see that these people couldn't be serving the Lord unless it was the Spirit of God in them. So that's why it's important for us to be good testimonies in our house, to not be arguing with each other or being evil to each other. Like there were some people in the house the other day that took somebody's jeans because it was in their room, and they set it by the door where they knew it was going to be knocked over if the door was open. That's evil. And so I don't see any Holy Spirit in an action like that. And then to argue and say, well, this person left it in my room, and therefore I have the right to throw it on the floor or set it neatly on the floor, whatever you want to do. No. The Bible says if you see a man's ox in a ditch, yeah, well, you should do everything you can to pull it out. And even if they thought it was evil to do such a thing as that, you don't overcome evil by doing evil to them. You overcome evil by doing good. Amen?
Amen.
So apart from the faith, they in their outward life cannot sense the presence of God. I don't sense the presence of God in people like that. The Bible says if you hate your brother or your sister, and you claim to be a Christian, no, you're not. You're still walking in darkness. This curtain, however, only exists temporarily. That's all. It's just existed for a short time. Until a little over 2,000 years ago. At the appointed hour, the appointed time, when the flesh of our Lord Jesus, which is the reality of the curtain, because you can't see anything through the flesh anyway, the kingdom of heaven doesn't come with observation, it's the Spirit that enters you. That's Hebrews 10:20. He was crucified on the cross. The curtain was rent from top to the bottom. That means now everybody can look into holy things, and that means that God can give the power and does give the power to people to live a holy life. But if they claim to be living a holy life and they hate their brother and their sister, they're not living a holy life. And the people of the world cannot see the rent in the curtain, or they can't see God living in you. What separated the holiest and the holy place was removed. God's goal was not to dwell permanently just in the Holy of Holies that was made by the hands of men. Quite the contrary, he desired to extend his presence to the holy place as well. So he wants us to live in the Spirit. Amen? Because there's no condemnation to those that live after the Spirit and not after the flesh. If we live after the flesh, there's condemnation on your soul and you're going to go to hell or the lake of fire. He was merely waiting for the cross to complete his work, for it is the cross alone which can rend the curtain and permit God's glory to shine out from the holiest place so that everyone could see it. Listen, Christians, people can tell whether you're a real Christian. You know, I could tell phonies before I became saved. That's why I never thought it was possible to live a holy life. But you can. When the Holy Spirit comes upon you, you'll find power. God today would have his own temple to enjoy. Such a temple experience in their spirits where God is living in them. The soul can be destroyed only if the cross is allowed by you and you only and myself only to perfect its work in us. I'm going to leave you with that. We're going to read a little bit from the book of Judges now, chapter 4, Sharon.
And the children of Israel again did evil in the sight of the Lord when Ehud was dead.
Yeah, and they knew not to do evil. They had Moses, and then what happened? Then they had Joshua, and they lived their spiritual life before. Okay, then what?
And the Lord sold them into the hand of Jabin, king of Canaan, that reigned in Hazor, the captain of whose host was Sisera, which dwelt in Harosheth of the Gentiles. And the children of Israel cried unto the Lord, for he had 900 chariots of iron, and 20 years he mightily oppressed the children of Israel.
So how many years have we been mightily oppressed by the Vatican? A lot of years, and people just keep going on in their sinful ways, and they're getting more sinful and more sinful, and so therefore, what do you expect from the Lord? The Lord has set somebody evil over you, and that's the Vatican. And you can go to court, and you find out that you're going to wind up in prison for nothing. A lot of you people are in prison for a lot less than what the people in government should be in prison for. Those people should be in prison, and many of them should be put to death. Because there's no, God doesn't give people time in prison for murdering somebody. It doesn't make, and he doesn't allow anybody to come in and say, well, this person is crazy, and so therefore they should get time. And no, it wouldn't make any difference if you're crazy, a lunatic, or what. If you commit murder, which in first-degree murder is killing these babies, which they call abortion, it's first-degree murder. And God's counting you that. You might get away with that here in this world, but you're going to stand judgment at the judgment bar of God, and you're going to be sorry that you ever believed this world government lie, its doctrines. You're deceived, and you need to repent. So, you know, start thinking about repenting. And the Bible says, you know, after you hear the truth, and you say, well, I won't do it today, I'll wait till tomorrow. What you've said right there, by doing that, you've said, I ain't going to do it today. That means you rejected the Lord, okay? So I want to know, you know, what are you going to do? So read a little bit more here, Sharon.
And Deborah, a prophetess, the wife of Lapidoth, she judged Israel at that time, and she dwelt under the palm tree of Deborah between Ramah and Bethel in Mount Ephraim. And the children of Israel came up to her.
Listen, I'll leave you on that note. I see that my time is up. Those of you that have considered that you know that life is a fleeting thing. We don't know that we're going to live another minute. So to be saved, your initial salvation, to be saved right now, call on the Lord by saying, my Lord and my God. Say it to God right now. Have mercy upon my soul, a sinner. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God, and I believe that he died on the cross and shed his precious blood for the forgiveness of all my filthy sins. And I believe that God raised Jesus from the dead by the power of the Holy Spirit. I open the door of my heart, and I invite you into my heart, Lord Jesus. Wash all my former filthy sins away, because you never said that you were forgiving me for my sins past, present, and future. Of course, future sins that are sins not unto death can be forgiven so long as we repent of them. Wash all my former sins away in the precious blood that you shed for me. You will not turn me away, Lord Jesus. You will save my soul. I know because your word says so. Your word says that you'll turn no one away, and that includes me. Therefore, I know that you have heard me, and I know that you have answered me, and I know that I'm saved. And I thank you, Lord Jesus, for saving my everlasting soul. Now just praise your hand. Praise and thank the Lord. Say, thank you, Jesus, for saving my soul. Raise your hands up unless you're driving or doing something. And thank God. Just thank him so much, because you have no idea what he's going to do for you in the future. It's marvelous living in the Lord, living in the Spirit here on this earth. Now, Sharon, tell him... four different ways they can receive a copy of this program, which is number 444.
Go to alamoministries.com or write to Tony Alamo Christian Ministries, P.O. Box 6467, Texarkana, Texas 75505, or call area code 479-782-7370. That's 479-782-7370 or fax to area code 479-782-7406.
All right, praise the Lord. Now, the Bible says that we're saved so long as we continue to the end of our life serving the Lord. And so I'd like to sing this song for you. It's called We Gotta Go On. It's called Onward, Christian Soldiers.
National attention has been focused on banner headlines proclaiming Christians are being kidnapped, tortured, committed to mental institutions, accused of brainwashing and mind control. Arise, Christian America. The King is coming. Hold fast. The day of the Lord is here.
Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war. With the cross of Jesus going on before, Christ the royal master leads against the foe. Forward into battle, see his banners go. Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to one, with the cross of Jesus go.
Thank you.